This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's no Obamacare bailout money in this package. I've read that in the newspapers a couple different times. I've seen it on the news. Go find it for me. It is not there. What the Democrats are telling you about that is false.
Mick Mulvaney steps in for Sean Spicer and, well, dished about a lot of things. That was just one piece of the puzzle today coming out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney America tonight broadcasting from an undisclosed location in the fabulous state of Florida, Sunshine State. That's where I am. Right now we go to Washington, D.C., and Lori Lewis for Talk Media News joins us. So, Lori, Mick Mulvaney coming in, the director of the Office of Management and Budget, not necessarily a strange deal. I guess he stepped in so that he could attack, he was attacking Democrats, basically, on overspending and that kind of thing, right?
Yeah, that's right. And he continued with Trump's message of this good shutdown might prove Trump's point about dysfunction in Washington. So, yeah, it seems like this administration is ready to approach this budget and in a very unconventional manner.
Yeah, I like how you said that, unconventional manner, that's for sure. And what about the wall and the funding for the wall? What is the scoop on that? Because Mulvaney kind of touched on that, too.
So what was agreed to was $1.5 billion for border security. And this isn't necessarily the wall. In fact, the budget explicitly states that there won't be money allocated to a physical barrier. But the money will go to border security, and Mick Mulvaney as well as Donald Trump are saying that that wall, though, that physical barrier will eventually be built. This is a promise that Trump made to his base and one that he says he intends to keep.
Yeah, another thing, kind of a curveball came out of the White House today, just that they're preparing to sign this religious liberty order on Thursday, and it's, of course, the National Day of Prayer, and it's an executive order on religious liberty. So is it just playing to the base? Is that kind of what this is about, or is there something more to this, or did I miss something?
So it is highly controversial. It's an executive order on religious liberty, and what's going on is that, so it hasn't been finalized yet, and we should say that. So what it's actually going to do, not perfectly clear, but I guess something to note is that Vice President Mike Pence, when he was, if you remember, governor of Indiana, he had a stir when it came to religious liberty. Do you remember? This was huge news at the time.
Yeah,
I think we can probably expect, you know, something in line with the legislation that he passed. But what exactly is going to be totally unclear at this point. And what can be done via executive order also, unclear.
Wow. So as that's going on, there still was more conversation about, for example, aspects of funding, budgets, et cetera. That's what we started off with, including another thing that Trump had to say, the president saying Planned Parenthood will be defunded. It's just a matter of time. You want to talk about controversy. Obviously, that's right up there, too.
Yeah, so Trump is also right. He made that a campaign promise that he was going to defund Planned Parenthood, and that's something that he continues on with. Whether he's going to find success again, I'm not perfectly sure. But I'm sorry, Kate. So this escaped me. But to jump back to that religious freedom executive order, religious liberty executive order, for a second. What it's going to do, and I'm sorry, escape my brain, what it's going to possibly do is establish exemptions for people and groups who claim to have religious objections to certain things.
Wow.
So just like, right, same idea of that we hear about, right, if a gay couple goes into a cake maker and the cake maker says, we're not going to make a cake for your wedding, is that, you know, something that is legally allowed? And it seems like the Trump administration is going to try and enshrine those rights for that business owner to decline, you know, a service like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's much more to it, obviously. And as you said, it's not, all of that's not finalized, of course. The, something huge that obviously was going on Tuesday in Washington is the phone call, the conversation between Trump and Putin. And apparently the thing that came out of it is that there's going to be a new effort to sort of cooperate on Syria. Am I right on that?
Yeah, you are right on that. So Trump and Putin spoke, and both of them released statements at the end of it, the Kremlin and the White House. And what these statements indicated was that Washington and Moscow are trying to cooperate on bringing a ceasefire to Syria. Something that the White House statement said was that they're working on what the White House has previously called zones of stability, and this time called safe zone, wherein civilians can be protected in a certain area by, you know, forces of some sort, like somebody's military troops. Whether, and most likely, right, this is going to be against ISIS or other terror groups. So this is something that, yeah, the U.S. might be cooperating with Russia on. It gives a new breath to what people are hoping for a ceasefire in Syria. I think it's worth noting also that the Defense Secretary Jim Mattis in the past has said that the U.S. isn't prepared to work with Russia until it lives up to international norms and international agreements. So this doesn't mean necessarily an all-out support, you know, for the Trump administration for Moscow. You have to remember Mattis, right, holds is closest to Trump when it comes to security measures. So he's going to take his advice.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, one last one. I talked to Justin the other day about this. Were you at the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
I was fortunate enough to go, yes.
And so what was that like for you? That had to be pretty pretty awesome, although it was kind of a different flavor than we're used to seeing.
Yeah, it was a different flavor. And, you know, I think the different flavor was kind of a nice change. The way it's been described to me in the past is that different news outlets bring, you know, celebrities to the dinner kind of as their contribution. Reporters can take photos with these folks and such. But that wasn't there. There were, I think, possibly the most important person there was Steny Hoyer, who's the Democratic whip within the House of Representatives. It was definitely a night that was more focused on news and the First Amendment and journalism and so forth more than it was, I think, the flash of, you know, this thing like an alternative to the Oscars. It was much more of a nerd prom. I think it was, it's called the nerd prom. And it seems like in recent years it may have lost that flair, but they tried to bring it back. Woodward and Bernstein gave speeches, tried to bring it back to this idea of the root of what is journalism and the First Amendment and making sure that those principles stand strong.
Wow. Love it. Lori Lewis, Nerd Prom. Sounds like
Nerd
fun.
Prom.
I'll have to go next year. Thanks so much for joining us on the show. As always, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kate.
Some other things to talk about. Former South Carolina senator booted at the Heritage Foundation. There's a lot of controversy over that. Hillary Clinton jumps into the fray. You know, Clinton and Obama both have been giving speeches. Obama, his first the other day. Hillary Clinton made some news for some of the conversations she had with Christian Amanpour from CNN talking about things that she was responsible for or wasn't responsible for during the campaign. We're going to kick that door open and some others next on America Tonight.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, five seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled and the arthro lipo pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas Seed Oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Look, this is terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? Concealing, in my view, would be catastrophic. Not just to the FBI, but well beyond. And honestly, as between really bad and catastrophic, I said to my team, we've got to walk into the world of really bad. I've got to tell Congress that we're restarting this, not in some frivolous way, in a hugely significant way.
James Comey on the defense, testifying on the Hill. You heard him there. What would you do if you were staring at this? You know, here's the bottom line. They're turning this over, looking at it. Do I think anything will come of it? Absolutely not. Do I think it had an effect on the election? You know, he says he has no regrets about his pre-election letter on the Hillary Clinton emails. Did it help her? Oh, God, no. Did it hurt her? Surely it hurt her. Did it have the ultimate sway on the election? No. I think the Democrats blew it. I think the Democrats were arrogant in their approach to the election, at least at some levels, and didn't pay attention to what was happening right under their noses and just figured, oh, no, we have this bagged. While the people around Clinton, or around Trump versus the people around Clinton, and we've talked about this ad nauseum, had a better handle on what was really happening in areas where people were frustrated, sick of it, and lost jobs and, you know, had enough of the same old, same old. So Comey testified a day after, you know, the unsuccessful Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton said that she believed his unusual letter to Congress on that date had essentially tilted the close race to Donald Trump, right? If the election had been on October 27th is what Hillary Clinton said in an interview at a women's conference in New York, it would have been different. So she says that was, when she was asked about it, she said absolutely that had something to do with it. In response, President Clinton said on Twitter that Comey was the best thing that ever happened to Hillary Clinton in that he gave her a free pass from any bad deeds. Wow. News breaks on Twitter, doesn't it? It really, really does. So to sum it all up, and you heard a little slice there, he said he didn't think he was inconsistent when he disclosed that the FBI had obtained new evidence that might lead to it reopening its investigation of Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. So it is water under the bridge, right? I mean, it is. It's water under the bridge. Nothing different is going to happen. Those results aren't changing. So no matter what, effect, no effect, a little bit of an effect, etc., it's over. It's history. And he says he has no regrets, you know, bottom line. So that was the big buzz. Besides what we were just talking about is healthcare. I say this all the time. Take out your wallet or open your purse, look at what you have as a healthcare card, and tell me if you feel really good about your healthcare coverage. And I say this all the time. I mean, really, honestly, the great equalizer for most of us is that most of us are not happy with it. You know, it used to be, and I can remember when I got out of college, how often you went, especially in broadcasting, but it could be in pretty much any occupation. One of the things that was always discussed was, you have great benefits. Yeah, but you have great benefits. You have health care coverage. You have 401k, whatever it is. And you didn't think about it. Not probably even up to a decade ago. You just went, you went to the doctor and your copay was pretty low and it was pretty decent. It was decent enough coverage. I mean, I'm sure some had not as great even then, but it was, but you still had that coverage. Now, I mean, it's all over the map. So there's the big vote. And what will the big vote, you know, where does this go? Republicans are rushing to vote on health care, and some are saying without analysis of the changes and what will the changes do. But they're going to try it. They're going to try it on Thursday. So we'll see if in fact the votes are, you know, the votes are there. But here's my memo to any of the Republicans who vote yes for this. And to everybody on the Hill, that happens. Let's see what the replacement is and how fast you get going on making it work. So in other words, we just went through how many years of we just need to fix this and we need to fix that. And then if we fix that, and oh, yeah, then we fix this, 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 this. And of course, we didn't get to that point. And everybody agrees on the pre-existing conditions. Okay, so that's great. Doesn't matter. Independent, Republican, Democrat. But for goodness sake, don't drag us through this again and not make it work and make it happen. If there are problems in the beginning, tweak them immediately. Get the votes. Work on it. Don't just dump it out there and let it sit, because that's what it felt like to me. Don't do that. By the way, speaking of votes and changes, the ag secretary says, you know what? And that's Sonny Perdue. He says farmers and ranchers are not going to be worse off after the Trump administration renegotiates the North American Free Trade Agreement, because remember, this was part of the outrage. He did an interview with Wall Street Journal. I thought it was fascinating. And he said some of the segments of the farm sector might actually benefit from a fresh look at NAFTA, including dairy farmers, sugar producers. I'm in an undisclosed location in Florida today. I went by hundreds and hundreds of rows of orange groves, and they say Florida fruit producers is what he says. The Journal has said that NAFTA has become a critical cog in the nation's ag economy, with farm exports to Mexico hitting $18 billion. So I own a huge farm, medium farm, whatever farm, and I'm making that money to export it. If the wheels get stopped, if that stops, that's going to have an impact. So he's saying they're going to look at every aspect of the economy, not just agriculture. And insisted, listen, don't hit the panic button. We're not going to renegotiate or accept a worse deal than we have it now. The goal is to make it better for everybody. We're going to make it better. That's what we're going to do. So there was this perception that NAFTA was somewhat disadvantaged in all aspects, but Purdue says we have more time to negotiate that rather than terminate it. We're going to look at all the pieces of it so that we don't do that. Well, that makes sense to me. Because if you're talking about $18 billion in exports, and I've spent time with some of these farmers in California, with some strawberry farmers in New Jersey, with some small farmers who, though, are part of exporting. And certainly on this show, we've had plenty of those types of farmers of all sorts, who some of them would actually be involved in that exporting. And how much would that cripple their community, their farm, the people, you know, I guess that work for them, is what I would say. And since we're sticking with things that may go or may come or may be tweaked down the road, whether it's boom, goodbye to healthcare, now we got something new, boom, goodbye to NAFTA, now we got something new, boom, we pass this budget bill, even though we're not 100% psyched about it. You know, it's interesting that we've got the $1 trillion spending bill to fund the government. But it's interesting rather, while we sit and wait to see what happens with North Korea, that a Zogby poll shows that we're open to military action. We're open to a military option with North Korea. A preemptive military strike. But we're up for that, but we're opposed, according to this poll, to sending thousands of American troops to Syria to topple the Assad regime. Interesting. 52% of voters agree the U.S. has to deal with North Korea's nuclear weapons threat. Do you agree? Send me a note, americatonight.net. We're checking the mailbag next.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics.
Yeah, you.
Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You know, shoot me an email whenever you feel like it. 24/7 calorie free. Yeah, gallery free. You can let your thoughts rip at americatonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. So on that note, let's turn to the mailbag. There was a writer's strike. And wait, I think I talked over him. Let's hear that again.
You have mail, mistress.
Perfect. Thank you. Let's go to Fred. I don't know that Fred's ever sent me anything. Fred says, Kate Delaney, did you happen to watch any sports the last couple of days? I like how you say that. You might have noticed that LeBron James is the man. He is the king. I am a huge Cleveland fan. Do you think it'll be back-to-back for LeBron James and the Cavaliers? You know, it's funny, LeBron just passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for number 2 in playoff scoring, and of course they've got a 2-zip lead. They crushed Toronto in the second game, 125-103. So the answer to your question, yes, I'm paying attention. And do I think Cleveland wins? Well, I think it's going to be the Cavaliers and the Warriors. And the question is, can they get by the Kevin Durant factor? I think it's going to be tight. I think it's going to be close. I think it comes down to a game seven. And do I think they can? Yes. Will they? Boy, I don't know. I think the Durant factor is pretty darn big, let's put it that way. So I have not made up my mind specifically. I know that's weak. I've not made up my mind. In fact, actually, if you asked me that heading into the playoffs, I would have said, oh, I think the Warriors take it. I do. But we'll see what the health is like as we head through the rest of the playoffs. How's that? How about this one from John, listening to us in Sarasota? Kate, there was a rumor that you're in Florida, and I am disappointed that you are not in Sarasota. Well, don't be too disappointed. This is a dip in and dip out. I mean, seriously. It's like I came in the middle of the night under darkness, and I'm leaving under darkness. So no, I didn't have enough time, or I would have done that. But I will be back. I will come to Sarasota. Trust me. We got a couple of really good people there in Sarasota. In fact, it's interesting because if I had been able to stay in Sarasota, come down to Sarasota, if I had been able to do that, I would have for sure stayed for through Sunday. Because Sunday the 7th, my pal Mary Lou was telling me late in the afternoon, I think it's like 3 to 6, at the Bayside Pet Resort Osprey. It's the bow. They have a bow wow luau. How cool is that? Bow wow luau. And it's a tropical party, I guess, for people and pets. I would have gone. I'm serious. I would have, if I could have had my dog there, I would have done it. So, they, you know, music, hula dancing, doggy spa, all that kind of cool stuff. And the tickets are cheap. I want to say it's like $20 or something like that, because she sent me a note. So live music and beverages and hula dancing, dogs, people. It's interesting, now more than ever, just a quick aside, there are restaurants, there are bars and grills, there are more parties like the luau they're having in Sarasota that people are doing organizations are doing to include dogs. And so we're pretty dog-centric in this country. There's no doubt about it. But I still think the old adage about you're either a cat person or a dog person might be true. I like both. But I am an anomaly in so many ways. It's not shocking, actually, that I would feel that way. All right, how about this one from Alex, who says, Kate, I know you pay attention to the market, and I've heard you talk about it before and about negative news and what happens with negative news, the effect it has on the market, and then what we see happen when something jumps up and just kind of grabs the market, and we see earnings reports that are good. And I guess today the numbers were down, but do you think the market will hold steady? Ugh, if I had a crystal ball where I could tell you exactly what the market was going to do, I should not be behind this microphone. Because then I'm like Kreskin on steroids with a financial crystal ball. And I don't know that. I always say this, I am not a stockbroker. I think you can follow the bouncing ball and the Trump presidency. Well, it initially looked like, ooh, the markets. For the most part, the market has been up. And, again, it depends on the news. If there's something that's going to rock us in the United States, whatever it is, war, et cetera, thought of the possibility of that, something else with interest rates or some unforeseen jobs report that was not as good as expected, whatever. Like, for example, they're talking about how hiring pretty much is rebounding and what a difference that makes on the numbers. So Friday's employment report should show a healthy bounce in job growth, and then that, so that's positive, right? So when it's positive like that, and ADP tries to predict the labor market, I'm just giving you an example, and they spot broad trends. Well, if the trends are good and they talk about the trends and they talk about the numbers going up, well, then that means the markets are going to be good or decent, usually, for the most part. There will be stocks that will be down, but then others that will be okay. All right, quickly, let's move from that to Gary, who says, Kate, I listen to this show a lot. If I can't listen to it live, I'm being honest, I go to TuneIn and I download it, and I do. I really love listening to your point of view. A caller called in the other night from Mississippi, and I thought she had a brilliant accent. Honestly, I did. I liked her accent. I love that she was so honest about her reaction to the election and what had happened to her family prior to the election. But my favorite part was at the end when she said that you were, I'm not sure how she phrased it, but that you keep it clean and that you were just so positive on the air. And I thought, man, that's it. I love the way you roll, sister. I hope sometime that our paths cross. All right, well, thanks for that. I'm going to say thanks for that. Yeah. You're talking about Sharon from Mississippi that called in. Yeah. Her story was good. Her story was interesting. Absolutely. Okay, here's one from Joe listening to us, I think in Illinois. He's saying Joe in Illinois, so it's got to be that. Katie, I heard you mention the thing about the Fitbit and that you use a Fitbit, and then what was being said about the 10,000 steps and was it a good measurement and what did it mean for your heart and all that kind of stuff and what happens to you physically when you do the 10,000 steps. And I say any kind of movement, anything that gets you doing something in the right direction, eating less food, whatever, it's all good, don't you think? Oh, of course. I mean, yeah, absolutely. There is no question that we are probably all too sedentary. And as I say that, I'm sure some of you, I don't want to paint a broad brush over everybody, but I'm sure you totally relate to what I'm saying, right? You have your little crash pad, your corner of the world, your nook and cranny, and you, depending on where you're at in life, sometimes you just don't feel like, you know, you don't feel like taking on the world. Or if you're working, you're sitting in a seat for how long? Maybe you get up and you walk around and you try to make a conscious effort, but you're so sedentary during the entire day, but you're exhausted mentally. You're not going to run 10 miles when you go home after you get through traffic. I don't care what shift you're on. I mean, you're whipped. There's only so much. I think sometimes what the problem is that I know I have been guilty of this, you take on too much. So, in other words, you think that you're, like, bulletproof and, okay, you can go through this entirely ridiculously long day and be just drained, but somehow you're going to do everything else in between. You know, you're going to cook a gourmet dinner, you're going to go to the gym, you're going to walk the dog 10 miles. I mean, you know, come on. So you're going to do a double dip of gym and dog and whatever else, go chase the grandkids or the kids and go to softball games in between. And I know people, we somehow pull off half of these things, but you can only sustain it for so long, and then these crazy goals you have crash. So there you go. All right, how about this? Speaking of crash, I love this story. I got this one from Jake in Austin, who sent me a link to it about the Hindenburg, because he asked me if I'd ever been to the Hindenburg. And you know what? Growing up on the East Coast, it's one place where I hadn't been to that site. But the Hindenburg crash site is going to be open to the public on Saturday. How cool is that, just to see it? I've seen the pictures and everything else, but I think it'd be wild to actually go to the site. All right, thanks for all the emails. Coming up next, fruits and nuts, shred it, and bingo.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Yes, sir, honey. It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity my, oh, my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine in my way. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay, Mr. Bluebird's on my shoulder. It's the truth. It's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Oh, that song brings back some wild memories. Hey, hey, everybody. As we make the turn around the final segment for this hour of ATN, one of my favorite things to do is to bring Nathan Reeder onto the show for another edition of Fruits and Nuts Shredded and Bingo. Bingo! Bingo. Hey, Nathan, how are you?
I'm good, Kate. How about you?
I'm good. You got to check this out. So our first story, how about this painting? This woman, Barbara Stein, a Washington High School alum, was part of this group in this Milwaukee Public Schools. They found a painting. Knew that they had something special with this painting, right? And realized, oh, they had something more than they bargained for. So, like, in other words, it was in a dusty storage room at this high school. And and it just languished there for years and years and years and years. But apparently, it was a well-known Swedish artist's painting, Birger Sandsen, who was the painter, and the painting was called Creek at Twilight. So they auctioned this, realized they had, they have a pretty important painting that's just been sitting there, didn't realize it. So it went to auction on Wednesday, and it sold for $516,000. Wow.
Big bucks.
And what's cool is they're setting up a scholarship fund, a college scholarship funds for the Washington High School graduates. How cool is that? I love it.
Is it this picture with the trees in it?
It's got trees in it, yes. It's got cool trees. Kind of cool looking picture, actually.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it's like you need your 3D glasses.
Yeah. But what's neat is, too, they already had some money that they were raising, so they have about $1 million for these scholarships. I love it.
Rad.
I know, it is rad. That is bingo all the way around.
Yep. Find it, dig it, value it.
I mean, can you just imagine? It's like you hear these stories, and of course, it doesn't happen all the time, but we think it does. But you people that go to these garage sales, and they just see a painting, and then there's something behind the painting, it's a false bottom or whatever, and then it turns out, that used to be the whole thing about going and having, there was a television show about this, remember? I can't think of the name of it now, where you would go and they would look at your painting or look at your stuff and tell you what it was worth. Oh,
I mean, like Antique Roadshow.
Yeah, Antique Roadshow. That's it. I couldn't think of that for some reason. Antique Roadshow, where people would go on, and sometimes they'd just be blown away by whatever it was worth.
It's true. There's a few of those shows. We even have one on GCN.
That's right. What isn't it? What You Got, Harry?
What
Rinker.
You Got with Harry Rinker?
Yeah, and he's that guy. Boy, he used to have a schoolhouse filled with all kinds of stuff. That he just treasures, that he found, which I think is just wild. All right, this is kind of wild to me, too. And I mentioned it briefly in our last segment because somebody sent me an email about it. But the Hindenburg crash site is going to be open to the public on Saturday. And this is at Lakehurst, New Jersey, for the first time in 5 years. And, of course, the Hindenburg was the German airship. And they're going to have, like, some sort of ceremony there. And they usually used to have ceremonies there. In 2012, they had the 75th anniversary. The Hindenburg, for people who don't know, burst into flames back in the day, back in a very sad day. And it was just, it still is, where you just see the big dirigible. It still is a big kind of shocking sight because they were rolling at that time, like black and white footage on it. And 36 people were killed because it was hydrogen-filled. It was a passenger airship, and they were trying to dock at the base after a 3-day flight from Frankfurt, Germany. So they made it all the way, and the disaster was the first ever to be captured on film and the first motion picture to go viral after the footage was distributed in newsreels and played in movie theaters all over the world. Crazy, huh?
Oh, perchance the first viral video?
Yeah. It's wild to look at the footage. If you're listening to us, just go and look at the footage. It is crazy. I mean, crazy cool. Crazy cool sad. I mean, it's sad because people died. But it just, you can't, you look at it and you think, you gotta be, wow. Man, how'd that happen?
Big
stocking.
Stuff.
Yeah, big stuff. I say it's bingo, though, that people, I like history. So the fact that you could go and see it, and the school kids, I'm sure, go back out to it. They reopened it up. I think that's all good.
Oh, yes. Warnings, drama, set design. It's good stuff.
Exactly. I agree. It's good stuff. All right. How about this? This is pretty, I don't know, this is pretty interesting to me. Traveling now, I mean, there's so many places where you can go, right? But now there's actually a cruise to Cuba. I mean, a couple of years ago we were talking about, oh, Cuba, you can't even, you know, forget about it. You just would see pictures of Cuba and then the stories of people trying to escape Cuba. Now Norwegian Cruise Line has a voyage to Cuba. So the growth of cruising to Cuba hit a completely different milestone. The Norwegian people are excited about this, cut a deal. They pulled into Havana just a few days ago, and there's so many people. It's like over 2,000 people that are on the boat, and they get to go to Cuba, and they're there for 3 days. And wow. I mean, that's wild. If you said that to someone, like I said, a handful of years ago, they would have told you you were crazy.
Listen, people in the world have to be able to do business with each other, especially when it's as real as touching a button on their phone. That has to happen. And, you know, nationalism is going to get parsed down through business that way.
You know what? You just said it. Bingo. Through business. Absolutely.
Bam.
It's magic. Yes, absolutely. Speaking of business... Speaking of business, the Facebook users are reacting to Facebook Live because of the violence, because of this scary, crazy, tragic incident. And they say that Facebook is still not doing enough. And, you know, I mean, obviously the Easter Sunday killing of a 74-year-old grandfather was awful, because that was streamed live on Facebook. And so now there's that whole question about, ooh, how dangerous is that, that people are sickos, are live streaming, shooting, suicides, all kinds of stuff.
So what are they asking Facebook to do more?
They're asking them to put controls on it. They're saying it's inappropriate material, and they have to do something to flag users as violent. And but how do you do that? How do you know someone's going to do that? Because they're going to flip open their phone and go live.
So they're talking about watching every video, and then having a computer smart enough to tell what is consented and what is not consented, and it's far away, but I mean there's other things they're asking for, I'm sure, that I'm missing right now.
Yeah, the videos, I mean, they say they're glorifying violence against and are against Facebook rules, but you said it. You're never going
like
to be able to
look... Not like they want them either,
it's
that they can't get to them fast enough.
No, yeah, the Facebook CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, said no matter how many people we have on the team, we're never going to be able to look at everything, never. I mean, it's sad, it's terrible, but you can't do it. Can't do it. It's interesting. I say shred it. What do you say?
For now, shred it.
Yeah, for now, shred it. All right, thank you, Nathan Reeder, and thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.